Good evening and welcome to Any Questions, WAMC's Friday quiz program. Hi, this is Ian Pickus, and joining us in the studio, our resident quizzer, Mike Nothnagel. Hey, Mike.
Hello again.
Mike, last week you left us with a challenge about board games.
Yes, I did. I said, think of two words that are each used to mark the first space on a game board. Add an E, then rearrange the letters to spell the eight-letter name of a popular board game. What are the words, and what is the game?
Well, I didn't get the $200.
But your parking was free.
If you begin with start and go, and add an E, you can rearrange those letters to make Stratego, like Othello, a game I've never played.
Well, after we're done, I'll challenge you to a couple of matches.
As long as we can tape them and air them at a later date.
That's correct. Okay, Ian, on April 20th, 1912, Fenway Park opened in Boston, Massachusetts, and has been the home of the Red Sox ever since.
What a tragedy.
To commemorate the opening of the oldest major league ballpark currently in use, this week I've brought questions about the great city of Boston.
My nose is held, but I shall play valiantly.
That's all we can ask, I think, really. All right, first one. The Boston sports teams, known to locals as the Bees and the Seas, respectively.
I believe the Bruins and the Celtics.
Yes, you are correct. The U.S. president, whose library is located on Columbia Point in the Dorchester neighborhood of Boston.
I assume that's John Kennedy?
That is a good assumption to make, because it's right. And the library was designed by I.M. Pei. A previous week answer here on Any Questions. The Charles Dickens story read by the author for the first time in the U.S. at the Tremont Temple in Boston in December of 1867.
Oh, it's got to be A Christmas Carol.
It does have to be A Christmas Carol. And what's cool about that is when he read a lot of it from memory and improvised some of the dialogue, and he did a voice for each of the different characters.
Oh, like Madeline Kahn and Clue.
That's correct. Flames from the side of his chains or something like that. The 2.5-mile brick path through Boston that passes 16 historical landmarks, including the Old North Church and the Bunker Hill Monument.
I believe that's the Freedom Trail.
That is correct, the Freedom Trail. And finally, the television series set in Boston that used exterior shots of the Bull and Finch Pub, which was renamed in 2002 in honor of the show.
Cheers?
Cheers is correct.
I can't believe I got a sitcom one.
And a Boston sitcom, nonetheless. No more complaining. All right, Ian went 5 for 5, begrudgingly as it was, this week.
Unlike the middle of the Red Sox order.
Let us know how well you did. quiz@wamc.org.
Or you can go to wamc.org/anyquestions to take another look at this week's quiz, some extra credit questions, or the weekly challenge, which is...
Which is inspired by a Boston accent, which makes Bostonians drop a lot of their R's. Think of an 11-letter adjective beginning with U that describes a person who isn't getting all that they need. Drop the first R from this word, and you'll get another adjective that describes something given to a person who shouldn't be getting it. What are these adjectives?
Mike Nothnagel's Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, Facebook, and other venues.
And a Red Sox fan.
And Mike, we'll see you the same time next week.
We'll see you then. Bye.